Maseches Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about a group of people who got together to have a meal as one unit. And we know there's a concept called Shomea Ke'oneh, that if a person is listening to a Beracha, and he has intent to fulfill his obligation by listening to that Beracha and answering Amen, and the one who's saying the Beracha also has the intention to fulfill his friend's obligation, he can fulfill his obligation. So the question becomes, what happens in that situation when a group of people are eating together? Does one person say the beracha beforehand and then bekat hamazon for all of them? Or do they say it individually? Mishnah says, Hayu yoshvin le'echol, kol ehad ve'ehad mevarech le'atzmo. If they sat down together to eat, every one of those people says the berachot before and after for themselves. We know when it comes to birkat hanehenin, when it comes to berachot, that a person is going to benefit from, a person is really obligated to say his own beracha. He's obligated to thank Hashem on his own because there's a certain gratitude that one has to say personally about that food, so he should really be doing it on his own. So if he's doing over here yeshiva, if he's sitting together, and even though we're saying sitting together as one, we picture that to be one unit. In the times of the Mishnah, if they were really joining together as one unit, they would do something called heseba. They would lean. They would bring little mini tables and all lean together as one unit. That really defines them as a group that's going to be eating together. If they're only sitting together, there's yeshiva, they're not really one unit in the times of the Mishnah. Therefore, everyone has to say their own berachot. But hesebu, ehad mevarech lechulan. But if they did heseba, if they leaned, if they did this thing called heseba, where they all leaned together, which defines them as one unit, Hachamim said, in that situation, you don't have to have each individual say his own beracha, but you could have one person, the leader, could say the berachot for everyone. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that nowadays, obviously things are different. We don't do heseba. We all sit at a table together. That sitting nowadays is enough to be considered to be one unit. Mishnah continues and says, Balahem yayin betocha mazon, kol ehad ve'ehad mevarech le'atzmo. If wine was brought to them during the meal, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, when wine is brought during the meal, the hamotzi that said doesn't poter the wine. A person is still obligated to say a berachav hagefen on wine that's brought in the middle of the meal. So over here, everyone, even though they're doing heseba, even though they're one unit, everyone says their own beracha. You don't have one person lead them in the beracha of hagefen. The Bartenura brings down two different reasons. Reason number one is that people aren't going to be focused. They're in the middle of eating. They're focused on what's in their mouth, so they're not going to have the ability to answer amen properly to the one saying the beracha. So we say that he has to say his own beracha, the person who's eating. And the second reason they bring down is because we're nervous, shema yehanek, kesheba la'anot amen. We're nervous that the person is going to be caught mid-bite, he's in the middle of eating, and the leader is going to say hagefen, and he's going to try and attempt to say amen, and he's going to choke on his food. So we say, you know what? Let every person say their own beracha at that point. Le'ahar hamazon, ehad mevarech lechulam. But if this glass of wine is brought after the meal is completed, you have one person, the leader, can say the beracha for everybody, because there's no nervousness. Either nervousness number one, that the guy's not going to focus because he's in the middle of eating, or number two, that he's going to choke on his food in his mouth. We're not nervous about that anymore, so you can have in this situation, since they're in a group together, we can have one person lead them in the hagefen. Mishnah finishes off by talking about mugmar. Mugmar was something that they used to have after the meal. They would smell incense. They would smell incense after the meal, as a sweet fragrance afterwards, and they would say borei atzeh besamim. So v'hu omer al hamugmar, afal pi she'en mevi'in et hamugmar ela la'achar ha'seuda. The person leading the berachot, leading bikat hamazon, leading the beracha beforehand, he is going to be the one who also leads the beracha of borei atzeh besamim on the incense, even though they're bringing the incense after the meal. Doesn't matter. Once he started as the leader, the person who's honored with that zechut to say the berachot for the rest of the crowd, we also give him the beracha on the incense to say atzeh besamim on the mugmar.